children. Here at Wibilina, our people's children were taken from their parents and were not allowed to live with family and community. Many children were sent to the orphan school in Hobart, even though often their parents were alive and pleading for their return. Separating the children was an attempt to make sure that our culture and language could not be passed on. Children here lived in a dormitory run by the catechist, a lay preacher called Robert Clark and his wife. The children and adults were only allowed to interact during the nightly Bible study. The children were made to lead the classes, having been forced to study English and Christianity for most, if not all, of their lives. The children were treated very cruelly here. Mathina was tied across a table by her hands and legs and flogged by the catechist. Fanny Smith was beaten and made to sleep in a box nailed shut. The catechist called it Fanny's box. So many children died here and were buried in the cemetery or other sites around Wibilina. Yet, even though our people were not allowed the freedom to raise their own children, they made sure that the new generation knew their culture and identity as Tasmanian Aboriginal people.